Our scripture reading continues in the book of Joshua. Today we come to Joshua chapter 23. You'll find it on page 251 using the Pew Bible. We have completed the conquest of Canaan in chapter 22. We have the aftermath of that. We're now going to fast forward to the very end of Joshua's life, and we have two chapters that will round out the book that way. It's an indeterminate amount of time, and Joshua has summoned everyone, the leaders and all Israel, and he's going to give a charge to them as the faith is passing on to another generation. We are to be very concerned, very motivated about, very involved in the passing on of our faith to the next generation. What Joshua is going to give to them, if you remember, is what was given to him back in chapter 1 when Moses was dying, and it's virtually the same charge was given to him. Well, what is this charge? Well, the first thing he points out that they have had extraordinary experiences of the grace of God. This is a generation that has basically had God fight for them. That's what he says. God has conquered the land. He's driven your enemies before you. Every one of you has been more powerful than 1,000 of them. That wasn't because of you. That's because the Lord was fighting for you. And he makes the claim, not one of the promises God has given you has failed. Well, here as we stand as our generation, can we say the same thing? The answer is yes. There is a sense in which we have a greater knowledge, even than they did, of the grace of God. We have seen in the scriptures the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death on the cross. We're actually in a more advanced position in terms of understanding the grace of God. But beyond that, we as we grow as Christians in the life of the church, we have personal experience of the power of the Lord, of his faithfulness, of prayers that are answered. And the Bible is true, and the promises of God have been true in our experiences. Well, what are we then to do? Well, there's two main things that Joshua wants them to do. The first you see in verse 6, therefore be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. We respond to the grace of God with careful biblical obedience. Now, we're living in a time when people want to contrast the two. Obeying the Bible is something different than relying on God's grace. Joshua says, no, if you've experienced the grace of God, the way to love the Lord, he says in verse 11, be careful to love your Lord. We love God by paying attention to what he's written. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so that's one response. The second is found in the later part of the chapter. We are to keep ourselves spiritually separate from the pagan, unbelieving world that is committing idolatry around us. Here particularly, they were not to intermarry with the people around them because that would lead to their assimilation and ultimately to idolatry. Well, likewise for us, it is essential that Christians not assimilate into the unbelieving, idolatrous culture around us. Now, we live in the world. We are part of the world. We interact with the world. You'll see that all through the Bible. But there are lines that we don't cross. And when they lead to sin, the participation in ungodly categories, ways of thinking and acting, and that ultimately involve idolatry, the Christian people are to be separate. Certainly, we're not to marry with unbelievers. That is applied directly in the New Testament. Well, as Joshua concludes the chapter, he reminds them the first reason why you should obey the Bible and not assimilate with the pagan world around you is gratitude for what God has done. But let me just throw another one in there. God's not messing around. And we will see here, he makes the argument, if you presume upon the Lord, and if you start acting like the ungodly people, then God will not fight for you, he will fight against you. Now, we'll be covering this in the sermon a bit today, so I'll leave it at that. But what a strong, that rule applies today. He is a holy God, and judgment begins with the church. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 23rd chapter of Joshua. A long time afterward, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their surrounding enemies, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua summoned all Israel, its elders and heads, its judge and officers, and said to them, I am now old and well advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance for your tribes those nations that remain, along with all the nations that I have already cut off from the Jordan to the great sea in the west. The Lord your God will push them back before you and drive them out of your sight, and you shall possess their land, just as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left, that you may not mix with these nations remaining among you, or make mention of the name of their gods, or swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. But you shall cling to the Lord your God, just as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out before you great and strong nations, and as for you, no man has been able to stand before you to this day. One man of you puts to flight 1,000, since it is the Lord your God who fights for you, just as he promised you. Be very careful, therefore, to love the Lord your God. For if you turn back and cling to the remnant of these nations remaining among you and make marriages with them so that you associate with them and they with you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. But they shall be a snare and a trap for you, a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from off this good ground that the Lord your God has given you. And now I am about to go the way of all the earth, and you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things that the Lord your God has promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you, not one of them has failed. But just as all the good things that the Lord your God promised concerning you have been fulfilled for you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land that the Lord your God has given you. If you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and you shall perish quickly from off the good land that he has given to you. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.